Caboo at the Clinton is our monthly film series that takes place every third Thursday at the Clinton Street Theater. This month, the film is Chico and Rita, showing Thursday, September 15th at 6:30 p.m. Melao de Cuba, a Latin salsa band, will play, and the film will start at 7:15. Chico and Rita is a 2010 adult animated music and romantic film set in the late 1940s and early 1950s. Chico is a young piano player with big dreams. Rita is a beautiful singer with an extraordinary voice. Music and romantic desire unite them, but their journey and the tradition of the Latin ballet, the boleto, brings heartache and torment. Again, that's Chico and Rita, showing Thursday, September 15th at 6:30 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, where the time is now 10 o'clock. Coming up later on this morning at 11:30, we'll hear Art Focus with host Joseph Galavan. Before that, we'll have Stage and Studio with host Dee Mae Roberts. She speaks with Nissi Shawl about her new book about an imaginary utopia called Everfair, and with Peter Ho Davies about The Fortunes, his epic novel that tells four stories of Chinese-American history. Before that, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. And coming up next is Air Cascadia with our host Chris Andre.
Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, September 13th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM on the air, kboo.fm on the web, and only because of your support. That's what we count on. We do this together, or it doesn't happen at all. These community radio stations, these independent community radio stations across the country right now are really holding it down. This is one of the places that people go for information because they know that we are not beholden to corporate interests. We will not be privatized, I can tell you that. That said, let's go to today's weather. Something that might even be privatized. Maybe it is privatized right now. Maybe that is what climate change really is. At the foundation, it's privatized weather. We've already privatized the water, great swaths of habitat. And now, of course, the truth is, maybe, although I hate to use that word too, we've privatized weather, which would explain a lot. Look at the various public interests that have been privatized. They don't function anymore, do they? They're either very, very, very expensive for the general public, or they don't work at all. Well, that said, today we've got sunny skies, highs around 81, and light winds. Tonight, again, starry night, with a low around 51. It's chilly out there. And north wind, 5 to 9 miles per hour, becoming calm. And for tomorrow, the bright weather continues with a high around 79. And tomorrow night, again, a moon coming, full moon, teetering right on the edge of the weekend, lows around 53. That's it for the weather. And I've got one story for you I know you're going to want to hear. North Dakota, a county clerk was reprimanded for a polling Facebook post about the pipeline protesters. Okay, so I'm going to let you just think about that for a moment. She was reprimanded for an appalling post on Facebook about the camps. Here's what happened. She wrote that she supported the camps, and her suggestion that American Indians protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline be allowed to keep, this is the quote, be allowed to keep their sacred land, and that the government should then, quote, stop all the subsidies and handouts to oil companies. That's right. That's what the state court administrator Sally Haliwa said that the North Central Judicial District office in Ward County was inundated with phone calls about those comments. She's of course in deep trouble. Many callers wanted Austin fired, and she received at least one death threat and a threatening fax message, both of which were forwarded to the Ward County Sheriff's Office in keeping with the state court system's internal disciplinary policy. Bang! That's what happened to a court employee who dared to speak up and voice her support of the camps. We have our guests today. We have an extraordinary guest today. We have Hugh McMillan on the line right now. We're going to talk about where we always follow the money. It goes without saying, but sometimes we forget because this is a highly charged, very emotional. We want to be careful with that word protest. This is a protection movement. This is to protect water and land that is the ancestral habitat, the territory of the Sioux and many and other Indian nations who also have gathered together to stand in solidarity and protect these lands. Hugh McMillan, though, knows exactly where the money trail leads, and that's why we're going to be talking with him today. Good morning, Hugh.
Morning.
Well, really happy to have you with us. This is one end of things that hasn't really been investigated, except, of course, by you. You have the piece, What You May Not Know About the Dakota Access Pipeline, feature. This is where the trail begins and where it leads. You wrote, Who's Banking on the Dakota Access Pipeline? And powerful oil and gas companies are taking appalling steps to override the Sioux objections. What steps are they taking?
That was a reference to, I guess, a week ago, maybe 10 days ago, when the security force hired by Energy Transfer Partners sicked attack dogs on these water protectors who had arrived at a site that was being bulldozed by the company just hours after the site had been identified for its historical and tribal importance as full of artifacts and graves and evidence of the tribes having lived on those lands. So I believe it was Earth Justice had identified to the court that these lands that these lands were of importance, historical importance. And the very next day, the company bulldozed the lands, thinking perhaps it would just pay the fines thereafter, and if it really were of historical importance in the court's view, that the company would have to really slow down its operation. So they went ahead and bulldozed this land, and that is what led to the encounter with the water protectors, who asked them to stop, stood in front of their bulldozers, and the security forces sick dogs on them, biting six of the Indians, including a pregnant woman and a child. And now, having documented that interaction, Amy Goodman at Democracy Now! Is being is among those being charged with trespassing.
So there's got to be a tremendous amount of money here, because the gravitational field of the banks behind illegal, let's just call it that, pipeline, Citibank, Wells Fargo, UBS, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, of course, Bank of America, SunTrust, the list goes on. These banks expect to be paid back. They're in deep. They're in way up to the eyebrows, and they're going to want to be paid back. But what is curious here is we as taxpayers are paying for government employees to attack First Nations. How is that possible that private companies, banks, private corporations are able to invoke, they're able to bring public employees in to basically destroy?
These were private security officers, and the public, so the sheriff's department, they were nowhere to be seen. And so, that's part of the problem, that they weren't there.
Is this possible? This may tie into with another national movement, the constitutional sheriffs, who sometimes refuse to uphold the law, federal laws, and only uphold and only work on the county. They believe that the sheriff of the county is the highest law in the land. So it certainly has a number of earmarks that going on. You want to talk a little bit more about it? We've got only a few minutes left. Talk about the money trail. We have our own money trail here at KBOO. This is membership drive, and we know just where that money trail leads here anyway, but we don't know. How did this begin?
Yeah, so you've got Energy Transfer Partners is one entity in a large family of companies. Another in the Energy Transfer family is Sunoco Logistics. A third is Energy Transfer Equity. So these three entities in the Energy Transfer Partners, they've brought in commitments of $7.75 billion from 30-plus banks, international banks from all over the world, not just the U.S. banks that we all know of from the financial crisis and before, so Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, et cetera. This pipeline, it would go 1,100 miles from near the Canadian border down to southern Illinois, but Energy Transfer Partners is working on a second pipeline using these same funds to bring that oil from southern Illinois down to Texas. Some of the oil would be leaving southern Illinois by what we've come to call bomb train.
Yeah, of course. Hugh, we're out of time here. I apologize. Okay. I cannot thank you enough for joining us today. We're leading straight into the membership drive room. That's where follow the money. It leads to the membership drive room. At least Annie and Justin are in there talking up a storm about independent radio stations, this one, others, and why they are the most important link in the chain of communications in this country right now. Justin Annie, thank you.
Thank you so much, Chris. Chris Andre, one of our most stalwart volunteers, bringing you Air Cascadia every morning, and we are so grateful for that, this labor of love, this kind of motivational energy that so many hundreds of volunteers bring to the mighty 90.7. And we're in the middle of this membership drive. Ani and I are, and all of us down here are, asking you to remember what this is worth to your community and take a moment out of your day and make a modest contribution to Air Cascadia and the KBOO Foundation. When you call toll-free 877-500-5266 to support the little station that could. Toll-free 877-500-KBOO. We've been putting a lot of truth in your face this morning, and it is a privilege to do so, and we do that every hour of every day for almost 50 years right now, and it may be easy to sometimes take such an august and long enduring institution for granted, but we hope you won't do that, because there's still miles to go before we have achieved real social equitability, real social justice, real change. Ani just completely moved me just a few minutes ago when she said that social change was not a spectator sport, and thank you so much for reminding us of all of that. And I know that's going to move people to the phones right now to call 877-500-KBOO.
That's right. We want to make sure that your support continues to keep this amazing community resource strong, because we do it together. It is a partnership with a community radio station, you, the community members, us, the station. Really, it's just the equipment that is, in fact, operated by more community members, right? There's very little barrier here, and that is, in fact, by design. We want your participation now at KBOO because, in fact, you are already a part of this organization. You've connected with your ears and your mind, and now we're asking you to back it up with your pocketbook. 877-500-5266, or online, you can become a member securely, quietly at kboo.fm. However you can connect with us, we ask that you take a moment out of your day and assess, what does KBOO mean to you? What does it mean to you that you get all of this information unfettered by corporate interests, really only put out there because people like you care about informing other community members, about sharing pieces of the truth, about making radical social change together with KBOO as the hub of that wheel. Please do get on board right now at 877-500-5266. Your contribution of $10 a month goes